Welcome to Morbid Curiosity, a podcast about the darker side of life.
What are you morbidly curious about, Penn?
Confession,
let's do it.
All right. I am fascinated by the way they can tell, for example, victims, like if they've fought or not, if they fought back.
Defensive wounds,
the embedding of the nails, like if they were lifted up.
Versus lifted down, or if they were scratched off or peeled back or whatnot.
They can tell behavioral things, like this person bit their nails, so they were anxious.
Okay, so you're a very big behavioral analyst. That intrigues you.
I love that.
But behavioral analyst about darker people.
That and probably, you know, when you watch, okay, court cases. For example, I've been watching the show, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Right.
And, you know, it's sensationalized. It's on TV and everything. But seeing how people behave in court from the defendant, how they tell you don't look at the jury, keep your head down, how they coach the accused.
Right.
But then also the lawyers, the attorneys, you know, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, the judge themselves, the jury. Like, every little behavior says something.
My curiosities are everything, though. I'm a little bit more morbid than I think than you are, in the sense of what I'm capable of listening to.
In that sense, your stomach is a lot stronger than mine. You mentioned it already, which is the pedophile thing. And it's not that I can't stomach it. It's like I get angry, or I get emotional.
You get really emotional, and that's understandable. I mean, not everybody, it's not something that's for everybody, but I can separate myself in order to truly analyze or think about whatever it is that I'm listening to. If it has to do with pedophilia, then I can disconnect my emotional attachment to children and things of that nature in order for me to really just focus on the psyche of that person, or what drives that person, nature versus nurture versus all of that other stuff. So,
which we were talking about recently, and I think this is one of the many reasons why we started this, is I keep telling you, you would make a great detective. Like, because your curiosity, the way you go about things, you research and you look at all these clues, you pay attention to certain things, but also that you can detach yourself emotionally and say, wait, let me look at this logically. Let me look at this, you know, in a panorama that has nothing to do with emotion, that has nothing to do with, for example, the behavior. It's going to sound weird the way I say it, because I'm going to say you take the humanity out of it.
No, but I do to a certain extent.
Exactly.
Because if I keep too much of the humanity in it, then I get too attached and can't really look into it. And it's not for everybody. And it's funny that you say that, because the reason I stopped wanting to be an attorney was because I couldn't separate my morals and humanity from defending all kinds of criminals. But I think that defending them is totally different than just learning about them. I can disassociate myself enough to learn more about them, but I couldn't see myself in a courtroom defending somebody I know is really guilty of doing something to a child. I wouldn't be able to do that, but I can read about them, and I could absorb myself in the case from an outsider's perspective, where it's not up to me to defend this kind of a person.
Exactly.
So I think that in the long run, it would be easier for me to be like a detective, like a private investigator, because it's easy. I'm not defending. I'm bringing the facts. This is what's happening.
Exactly.
I don't have to pick a side. I don't have to defend or prosecute. I just am gathering all of the information that pertain to this particular thing. That's what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about all of our curiosities, court cases. As you know, I'm really into following court cases and observing it from my own standpoint. And I'm not a licensed attorney or licensed psychologist, but I can observe enough and question, did they do it right? Did they prosecute correctly? Did they file the correct charges against the person. And I say that because you and I had a conversation, and it will be an episode about the Casey Anthony trial and mm-hmm. how I blamed the non-guilty verdict on the prosecutors.
Yeah.
Personally, I blame it on the prosecutors. I think that they've dropped the ball in a lot of aspects. So I'm savvy enough. I worked as a paralegal. I really was going in that direction and in that field that I can at least have a educated observation with exactly. regards to court cases. Now, our first episode that'll be coming out
mm-hmm.
is actually about something that fascinates the both of us. It's involving yes. both of our curiosities. It is multiple personalities, mm-hmm. DID, and crimes that were committed by people who suffer from DID or multiple personalities.
Yeah, so many questions of how do you try, for example, someone who is three different people according to them in a court of law? You were talking about that. We saw that in Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Who did it?
Who's who? And we're going to be going over some insane cases. I know for a fact one that I was extremely fascinated with, just the headline and just the first article that I was able to find, was a gentleman by the name of Dwayne Wilson that mm-hmm. will be going into his case. And this particular defendant actually had even the prosecutor saying that it wasn't he who committed the murder of three people, but rather one of his personalities. Mm-hmm. And it was one of his personalities that was a sociopath and a psychopath. Not him.
Oh, he's fine.
Well, he suffers from DID, mm-hmm. but one of his personalities just happens to be a psychopath.
So one of his personalities, one of his identities.
Correct.
Also, on top of that, had a personality or mental disorder. Imagine.
Which is like an inception of brain disorders. Mm-hmm. You already have a brain disorder
mm-hmm.
that causes you to have multiple personalities. And then it's almost like that personality has an additional brain disorder, even though they technically don't have a brain of their own, they have yours. Mm-hmm. So it's very fascinating in how you cannot be a psychopath, but your personality is a psychopath. And then that personality committed murder, and therefore you aren't technically tried. Your personality is. It's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, those are the questions that's what brought us to this. It's like, yeah. How, why, when? What were you thinking? What were they thinking? What was their behavior? What was their mentality going into that? How the hell does a judge, or how does a prosecutor build a case against a personality? Or how does a defender defend?
Well, I mean, besides, and we'll get into the specifics of it, what it takes in order for you to claim insanity when mm-hmm. it comes to a court case.
Yeah, when is it real?
Mental health is such a big... such a big thing that is either overlooked or not. How can I say, we aren't 100% knowledgeable yet on mental health and how to handle it.
I think we're, if I'm almost certain, that we're nowhere near.
I mean, and then you have other even places 70%. That are, you have Canada, which I'm so anti-Canada with their regards to criminals mm-hmm. who have a mental health issue. I applaud them for understanding that mental health issue is a big thing and that they are sure to treat them, but it's how they handle their criminals who also have mental health issues, which we will get into in the first episode, because I will never move to Canada.
No, and remember, we're in a country that used to consider people who were mentally ill or anything insane.
I mean,
and basically witches.
I mean, we come from a history where everything was a mental illness yeah. for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And now we've gone full other side of the spectrum where is it for real? That doesn't even exist anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. there isn't even, you don't suffer from mass depression anymore. You now suffer from something else that it's called, because mm-hmm. that doesn't exist anymore. DID was multiple personalities. Now you have just DID. Like mm-hmm. we continue to, and I mean, another fascinating thing, and I'm sure it'll be in another episode, is just how the brain works. Like we're yeah. still not even 100. We don't know how everything in the brain works. So it's very hard to understand something that is a personality trait or is a brain phenomenon that is causing you to be this kind of a person. So we're definitely getting into that. And then we'll be going to go into a case. Hayden Clark is another case yes. that we're going to be covering in the first episode, mm-hmm. who is, from what I've read so far, is what people were calling like a modern day Hannibal Lecter.
Ooh.
Because his also has to do with cannibalism,
mm-hmm.
Which will be a whole other episode. But that one specifically, where he claimed to have had multiple personalities. He was not tried in court to be clinically insane, but he would cross-dress to attract other people. And it was almost as if he had another personality that caused him to do that and to be just to be fascinated by embodying a female and using that to lure his victims. He just a tidbit of information, which I'll go into further detail for our first episode. He convinced the FBI to get him out of jail and dress him up as a woman so that he can show them where all the rest of the bodies he had were buried. Weird, weird, interesting.
Fascinating, yeah.
Fascinating. It's something that's really crazy.
And because you know there's always that one that thinks it. Because you're fascinated with something doesn't mean that you advocate it. I have to say this strongly. It
yes.
doesn't mean that we love the idea of it. Like, for example, murder and all. No, it's just, it is fascinating because somebody like you, somebody like me, can cross over. And how fine is that line? Between
normalcy and
maybe
criminology, I guess. Here's the thing. Let's say this now that this is the prologue of our first season with this podcast. Our fascination is just that. And at the end of the day, there is no light without dark.
Exactly.
And this is an exploration of the dark side of life. And it's not just going to be murder cases, although I am extremely fascinated.
By
all of that stuff. But it's just a lot of other things that we have curiosities about. The 21 gram theory
yeah.
of when your body, when somebody dies, that they lose exactly 21 grams or something. I think that's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
What is that? Other stuff like sad and sick, but the decomposition of a body. You love
blood.
The blood.
Phlebotomy, like the layers of blood that are, and it's related to how its temperaments and how they went from the layers of blood to the temperaments to personalities to teaching Boy Scouts how to be leaders from
yeah.
that. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up.
Where did you even get that?
What are you talking about? And it's going back into that. For example, our word morbid.
Yeah.
You know, we say, oh, it's the dark side of this or it's the dark side of that. And a lot of people take that word and just say, oh, it just means dark. But if we look at it, it means characterized by or appealing to an abnormal an unhealthy interest. Oh no. In disturbing and unpleasant subjects, especially death and disease, that of the nature or indicative of disease. And if we go back into the Latin, it comes from morbus, morbidus, mid 17th century, morbid, disease. But if we start looking then at the word dis-ease,
yeah,
it goes into a whole bunch of other stuff, but it's just, it's exactly that. It's a fascination. With things that are natural, which is death and disease. I mean, the only thing after that you have is life.
I mean, it's coming for all of us. So it's the truth. I mean, we're all either, is the glass half full or half empty? Some of us say we're all living. Some of us say we're dying.
Yeah.
You know, every day we get closer to death, which is true. But yeah, this is not a podcast that is intended for all listeners. There's going to be some episodes you guys are probably going to want to skip. We'll make
yeah.
sure to warn you ahead of time when we're going to be diving into some really things like Penn, who can't handle pedophilia. And
yep,
maybe some
absent.
Of you, maybe some of you listening during your lunch hour, and you're not going to want to hear an episode about cannibalism. That's the kind of thing. But that's what this podcast is going to be about. So make sure you stay tuned for the first episode, which will include those cases and those crimes involving people with DID, dissociative identity disorder.
Frightening.
But fascinating.
Exactly.